I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport is handling a record number of passengers today as Super Bowl fans head home. More than 100,000 people are expected to move through the airport. Officials are advising travelers to be at the airport 3 hours before flights. According to the AJC, the airport has removed chairs from the domestic terminal to create more space, and an extra security checkpoint has been added to help process travelers more quickly. MARTA, Atlanta's transit authority, is struggling to return to normal operations as labor unrest continues despite a new contract. The AJC reports that MARTA's unionized workers approved a new contract over the weekend, but more than 100 bus drivers called in sick Sunday, forcing MARTA administrators to drive buses in their place. A MARTA spokesperson said the sick out did not affect rail service. And amidst the backdrop of the Super Bowl, a couple hundred people gathered at Piedmont Park in downtown Atlanta on Saturday to rally against Confederate monuments and social injustice. Richard Rose is president of the city's branch of the NAACP.
The world is here in Atlanta, looking at Atlanta, and we want to take this opportunity to talk about what Georgia really is. Instead of Atlanta, Georgia is home to the largest shrine of white supremacy.
Rose is referring to Stone Mountain, which has three Confederate generals carved into the side. The park was closed on Saturday due to the threat of a white supremacy rally that never received a permit. And Georgia's Public Service Commission may delay a Georgia Power report showing whether the Plant Vogtle nuclear expansion has fallen further behind schedule. The AJC reports that additional construction delays would increase the project's cost, which could mean higher electric costs for consumers. Georgia Power is required to give an update on Vogtle's progress every 6 months. And Savannah officials plan to crack down on underage drinking and littering in one of the city's most popular St. Patrick's Day party spots. The Savannah Morning News reports city officials want to close part of Chippewa Square and prohibit partygoers from bringing tents, tables, and some coolers into the square. The square sits on the parade route. In past years, it's become known for problems with drinking and littering. Officials say last year, authorities shut down the square at 4 p.m. because of trash, underage drinking, and public drunkenness. Savannah will hold its annual St. Patrick's Day parade on Saturday, March 16th this year. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks are in Washington, D.C. today for a game against the Wizards. Tip-off is 7 p.m. With a record of 17 wins and 35 losses, the Hawks are in 12th place in the NBA Eastern Conference. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.